The following is a production of IBIS Radio. When news breaks, we fix it. IBIS Radio, the independent broadcast information service.
Okay, David is still setting up and testing levels, but...
Test.
He looks ready. Are you all ready?
I'm rolling.
He's rolling. Let's do this thing. Light this torch, yeah.
The Queen, my lord, is dead.
Life is but a walking shadow. A poor player that struts and frets his hour up on the stage. And then is heard no more. It is a tale told by an idiot. Full of sound and fury, signifying nothing.
Welcome to this week's episode of Sound and Fury. I'm Dave Goodman, aka the Central Cogitator. They call me that because I like to dwell on things.
Love! Love knows that every American has worth and value, that no matter what their background, no matter what their race or religion or sexual orientation, love recognizes that we need each other.
We do need each other, New Jersey Senator Cory Booker. Society is built on need. And if the discussions on my Facebook friends' walls are any indication, it looks as though we also need guns. Because as one commentator said, if guns are outlawed, only outlaws will have guns.
My people are so smart. And you know what else they say about my people? The polls. They say, I have the most loyal people. Did you ever see that? Where I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay? It's like incredible.
Remind me again how he became president? In any case, mass shootings will continue to happen as long as we embrace the attitude that there's nothing we can do and pray it never involves us.
There are a lot of Americans watching right now who want to know what they can do to help. What can they do to help, sir?
I think the biggest thing is pray. Pray for the victims. Pray for their families. Pray that this never happens again.
You heard the man. The biggest, most helpful thing you can do to ensure this never happens again is sit quietly in a room with your eyes closed, talking to nobody. Wait a minute. We pray after every mass shooting, and yet they keep happening. Maybe we're not praying right. Can we check the instruction manual? Thus, also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. We were supposed to do something while we prayed?
Inside Pulse nightclub, police had no idea what to expect.
Deputies anxious to rescue victims from inside Pulse face the danger of an active shooter.
Everybody was rushing into the bathroom stall. The gunshots were still going off rapidly, and it's still not real to me yet.
Hillary wants to essentially abolish the Second Amendment. By the way, and if she gets to pick her judges, nothing you can do, folks. Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is, I don't know.
And last night, the White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said this is not the time, or actually, it was today, this morning, she said it was not the time for political debate. And I don't know, we have 59 innocent people dead. It wasn't their time either. So I think now is the time for political debate. President Trump is visiting Las Vegas on Wednesday. He spoke this morning. He said he's praying for those who lost their lives. You know, in February, he also signed a bill that made it easier for people with severe mental illness to buy guns legally.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The pass the ammunition. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The pass the ammunition. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The pass the ammunition. And we'll all stay free. Oh, praise the Lord. The pass the ammunition. Oh, praise the Lord. The pass the ammunition. Oh, praise the Lord. The pass the ammunition. And we'll
Why do men feel they can justify death? Is it arrogance? I have long feared that my sins would return to visit me. And the cost is more than I can bear.
Scripture tells us, do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. For we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands.
I think the biggest thing is pray. Pray for the victims. Pray for their families. Pray that this never happens again.
We pray after every mass shooting, and yet they keep happening. Maybe we're not praying right. Praying right. Praying right.
Here in Newtown, I come to offer the love and prayers of a nation. I am very mindful that mere words cannot match the depths of your sorrow, nor can they heal your wounded hearts. I can only hope it helps for you to know that you're not alone in your grief, that our world too has been torn apart, that all across this land of ours, we have wept with you. We've pulled our children tight.
The most obvious sign of an enemy is when people want to take away your guns. Take away your guns.
Take away your guns.
Take away your guns.
Take away your guns.
Take away your guns.
Take away your
guns. The entire argument that's been made by people who are sort of gun rights maximalists is that essentially, you know, we are making too much of this, right? That this is just either the product of insane people or it's the product of just horrible things happening the way that, like, sometimes 28-year-olds get stricken with cancer and that's terrible and stuff just happens and we pick up the pieces and move on. That is the argument that the right has been making, that the NRA has been making, that there aren't actually policy solutions to this and we shouldn't overreach. And so what they should want, their end goal should be a time which they've managed to achieve, and it's quite ghastly to contemplate, in which the president just says a few words about it and then moves on.
Take away your gun.
Take away your gun.
Can we honestly say that we're doing enough to keep our children, all of them, safe from harm? Can we claim as a nation that we're all together there, letting them know that they're loved and teaching them to love in return? Can we say that we're truly doing enough to give all the children of this country the chance they deserve to live out their lives in happiness and with purpose. I've been reflecting on this the last few days, and if we're honest with ourselves, the answer is no. We're not doing enough. And we will have to change.
I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody, and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay? I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody, and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay?
I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody, and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay?
We're not doing enough. And we will have to change. We're not doing enough. We're not doing enough. We're not doing enough. We're not doing enough.
And we will have to change.
The most obvious sign of an enemy is when people want to take away your guns. God help us when Christian people have had their brains so flushed out that they cannot see that someone hates them, that someone wants to destroy them, that someone wants to enslave them, and that someone wants to disarm them, because they know they have to disarm them first before they can accomplish everything else.
Stop listening to the bombastic loudmouths on the radio and television and the internet. To hell with them. They don't want anything done for the public good. Our incapacity is their livelihood. Let's trust each other. Let's return to regular order. We've been spinning our wheels on too many important issues because we keep trying to find a way to win without help from across the aisle. That's an approach that's been employed by both sides, mandating legislation from the top down without any support from the other side, with all the parliamentary maneuvers that requires. We're getting nothing done, my friends. We're getting nothing done.
We're not doing enough. And we will have to change.
And the bar is so low right now that Congress can be heroes by doing literally anything. Literally anything. Literally, literally anything. Anything.
Now today, when I came into work, my head writer was standing in my office with a sheaf of papers. And he said, here are the remarks you made after the Sandy Hook shootings and the Pulse nightclub attacks in Orlando. You might want to look at them to see what you might want to say tonight. And that struck me. How could there be a file of mass shooting remarks for a late night host? When did that become normal? When did this become a ritual? And what does it say about us that it has?
And we will have to change. And we will have to change. And we will have to change. We will have to change. This battle we win. Yes, this battle we win. Yes, this battle we win. Yes, this battle we win.